Eric Schaafsma worked in the maintenance department at the fertilizer plant in Nikiski for 32 years. And he was one of the last ones to be laid off after Agrium announced it was decommissioning the plant in 2007. He says it wasn't easy to leave.
I'd had plenty of warning. I knew this day was coming. I knew the plant was closing and that my career there was coming to an end. But when the day actually arrived, it took me by surprise how emotionally disruptive it was.
Agrium's Nikiski plant used natural gas to create fertilizer products. When it closed, it was the second largest producer of ammonia and urea in the U.S. Most of it was sold overseas to markets like South Korea, Mexico, and Taiwan. Schaafsma found other work pretty quickly, but the plant's closure shed hundreds of jobs from the Kenai Peninsula's economy.
There's a huge ripple effect. I mean, you look at what's happened in the so-called Rust Belt in mid-America. A lot of little towns have practically dried up and blown away because of the loss of industry.
After the plant closed, rumors about it reopening started almost immediately. Now, the speculation is bolstered by news that Agrium is seeking a permit to discharge waste from that Nikiski plant. In 2015, the company received air quality and pollution permits for the same plant. All three permits would be required for it to reopen. But there are other barriers. It needs a large, steady supply of natural gas. Agrium's manager of government relations, Adam Diamond, says the company has been in talks with Cook Inlet producers.
We're talking volumes, large volumes, right? That one half of that plant uses 80 million cubic feet of gas a day.
But there isn't yet that volume of extra natural gas flowing out of any of the Cook Inlet reserves. Diamond says Cook Inlet's natural gas discoveries in the last 5 years are what piqued the company's interest in restarting the facility.
There's still, you know, we believe there's X amount of gas in the ground, but that's very different than there's X amount of gas flowing through the pipelines.
The company would also have to spend an estimated $200 million to reopen the facility. To help the process along, House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Republican from Kenai, ushered a bill through during the last legislative session that would give the company a tax break if it uses gas from a state lease. For Chenault, whose district includes Nikiski, the plant could be a strong economic driver to the area's battered economy.
You know, when they were running at their peak performance, they were employing about 400 employees, all of them good paying jobs, and all those were local jobs. There wasn't a week on, a week off, or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off schedule where you could live outside somewhere else and fly up here.
Those kinds of local jobs are important for industry workers who live in Cook Inlet. Mark Schaafsma's son, Andy, says a job with Agrium always appealed to him. Instead, he worked for 2 years as a roustabout on an oil platform. He'd spend a week at home with his wife in Soldotna, then a week on a platform on the other side of the Cook Inlet. Both men say the pressure on families can be enormous when oil field workers spend that much time away from home.
Just the flipping back and forth between being completely not there and then being there the entire time it takes some getting used to on both ends.
Currently, Andy works brewing beer in Soldotna, but he says he wouldn't pass up the right opportunity to work at Agrium. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.